welcome to today's episode of Women's Football Success. We are on episode 1822. And just forgive me, today is going to be a little wishy-washy. One of our staff members used my computer and changed some icons around. So there are some things that I totally always can get to and cannot even find right now. So bear with me. I might have to hesitate in the middle of something to find something. But again, today is episode 1822. I'm your host, Limerie Liberty Ellington. And real quick disclaimer, I am an attorney licensed to practice law in the state of Arkansas. If you have an issue that needs an attorney, you want to contact an attorney in your jurisdiction with experience in your area of law, and they will help you. Any of the information that I provide through Women's Football Success or through Women's Football period is business information, is not legal advice. The information I provide to you, whether it's on the radio show, digital, print, marketing materials, ebooks, newsletters, etc., any of that information is strictly business information. So today I'm going to talk about a couple things. I'm going to talk about upcoming events and tryouts that are going on throughout the WFA. I'm going to talk about the WFS, the Women's Football Success newsletter, and then some other things that have to do with how to reach us and how to get some information. So let's get started. So just so you guys know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about tryouts that are going on throughout the U.S. in the Women's Football Alliance for the week of September 10th through the 23rd. So a 2-week period. There are a ton of tryouts going on between now and October 30th that have already been announced. So what you'll want to do is you can either go to the WFAProFootball.com, the WFA website, check a team in your area and check up on the tryouts there. So real quick, I'm just going to do a rundown. September 15th, the Arlington Impact in Arlington, Texas, is going to be having a tryout. You can find more information on their team Facebook. Austin Outlaws, again, Austin, Texas. You can find their information about their tryout on September 15th at austinoutlaws.com. The Baltimore Nighthawks at baltimorenighthawks.com. And the Huntsville Tigers in Madison, Alabama, that information is going to be on their team Facebook page. Again, these are all September 15th. We also have the Maine Mayhem in Portland, Maine. It's mainemayhemfootball.com. And then we have the Tacoma Trauma in Tacoma, Washington. That can be found on their team Facebook page. The Wisconsin Dragons in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's on their team Facebook page. Those are all on September 15th. Then on Sunday, September 16th, we got the Derby City Dynamite. Look at their Facebook page. The Huntsville Tigers has another tryout on the 16th, so 15th and 16th. Music City Misfits in Nashville, Tennessee, that's on their Facebook. Then let's go to the next weekend, September 22nd. The Cincinnati Sizzle in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm from Ohio, guys, so I'm from Toledo, but I don't tell a lot of people that. So home state, that's going to be on their Facebook page. These are all September 22nd. Mile High Blaze in Denver, Colorado. That's on their website at www.milehighblaze.com. Also, don't forget about the Minnesota Vixen way up north in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can go to mnvixen.com. The New York Knockouts in Albany, New York. Their website is nyknockoutsfootball.com. Tampa Bay Inferno, all the way at the other end in Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. This information is on their Facebook page. Those were all September 22nd. So the next 2 weekends, have several teams holding a tryout. I think that everybody's getting the idea that we need more players. We need more women interested in football. So I'm really excited that everybody is, you know, moving forward in a positive direction and attempting to get those numbers up. With that being said, there was a couple teams that are holding ongoing tryouts that really didn't fit into a date. So I want to shout out to the Daytona Wave Runners in Daytona, Florida. They have an ongoing tryout each week. So you'll want to check them out on their team Facebook page, or they have a little Instagram post. And then the Pittsburgh Passion up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my husband's favorite town, is www.pittsburghpassion.com. They have an ongoing procedure for tryouts. So check those two teams out. That one didn't, they don't really fit into a date category. So check them out on an ongoing basis. I'm really excited to be able to provide to you guys this information on all the tryouts going on. And there's probably double that going on the last weeks of September, first weeks of October. So even though women's football just ended at the end of July, 1st of August, people are starting to get the idea that we need to hit the ground running. And I think that teams that are working at getting tryouts and getting players in September and October are going to have a huge advantage over last year. So I'm really excited about that. Real quick, I wanted to next transition to the Women's Football Success newsletter that I provide for the owners. That was an owner-specific newsletter that talks about more of the business stuff, and that's a lot of what I've talked about up on the supersmallbiz.com Women's Football Success team owners information. Some of it gets into support staff, but not really. Most of it's team owner information. We go into marketing and accounting and advertising and promotions and contracts and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of that information is owner specific and issues that maybe support staff, coaches, and players don't need to deal with. With that being said, we are launching our Women's Football Success newsletter for players, coaches, and support staff. So that's going to be awesome. That's coming out in about 2 weeks. So we will have a full newsletter. I'm going to put a link on the women's football sites so people can click in and subscribe to the newsletter and be able to have access to all that information. It has stuff in there. Let me show you. Let me go here. I'm going to tell you kind of some of the content that we're going to have in the Women's Football Success newsletter for players, coaches, and support staff. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so for football players, we're going to talk about essentials to being successful in women's football, responsibilities and duties to your team, football education, improving skills and knowledge of football, obtaining sponsors, player promotion, and career opportunities. So I'm really excited about that. And then team coaches, again, this will have some stuff that pertain to how to be a coach and work with the women football players. Anything from guidance for the players to basic understanding of responsibilities and the duties of a coach. Any kind of coaching forms and documents. I have a slew of coaching documents that I think would really help coaches on the field at practices as well as at the game. And then also the promoting of unity and the leadership by the coach and the coaching staff. We also have example drills and exercises and coaching tips, so that's really awesome. And then finally for support staff, this Women's Football Success newsletter is going to have information on there about support staff, volunteers, internships, career opportunities, understanding the needs of a women's football team, and then what kind of the day in the life operations of a women's football team. So that's going to be pretty cool. And we're really excited, and we've been looking forward to this for a long, long time to be able to provide that to you. So I'm really excited that that's underway. Another upcoming event, just to let you know that it's not a tryout, so it's completely different, but the Dallas Elite are holding a women's flag football tournament November 5th and 6th. And let me see if I can pull up the, let's see here, Google. Hold on just a second. I'm going to pull up exactly what's going to happen. Let me go here. Again, I told you one of our staff members used the computers, which thank you very much for doing your work. But I can't find a lot of my stuff that I work on and get people to finish up and that kind of thing. So the Dallas Elite presents the Battle of the Elite Flag Football Tournament. And I put the wrong dates on there. Let me make sure that these dates are right. Yep. I'm sorry. November 3rd and 4th. November 3rd and 4th. It's going to be in Carrollton, Texas. It's a 5-on-5 flag tournament. Guaranteed 3 games. Free t-shirt. Registration for the team is $300. Cash prize is $1,000 to the first place team. And it's a 16-minute minimum. So if you go to DallasEliteWomensFootball.com, you can get all the details. You can register your flag football team there and hopefully win some cash for your team. So we're really excited about that. And we plan on putting these on a regular basis. But flag football is, you know, it's a less contact sport. So there's a lot of women interested in playing the skills of football, but they're not interested in the contact of football. So this is for these ladies that want to do that. There's a ton of flag football teams sprouting up everywhere. So the Battle of the Elite Flag Football Tournament, November 3rd and 4th. So we're really excited about that. Next, I want to kind of transition and talk about some new things to women's football. Super excited. There's just not enough time in the day to get everything done, right? If you can hear my voice, I'm starting to sound like a man. Not only is that from all the talking that I've had to do with these different videos and audio and radio, etc., but to make things worse, we actually were watching the movie, the new version of The Mummy with Tom Cruise last night, and I screamed so loud that I damaged my vocal cords in some way. So hopefully they'll be back by tomorrow or the next day, because I don't have time to stop and not talk for a while. So real quick, just to let you know, a bunch of things are coming up. So I want to head back to, if you guys don't know about it yet, if you're just listening on the radio show and you don't realize it yet, I have created the Women's Football Success. It is part of my business consulting website. So that is at Super Small Biz, SuperSmallBiz.com. And rather than create a whole new website right now, I made it a tab, a section with about 10 pages inside that business consulting. Now, there's other stuff on there that you guys don't really need to be worried about as far as the business planning. Products on the side that I provide, and then the free workshop and free ebooks and all that stuff. Not really necessary for you, but in the middle it says Women's Football Success, and then team owners, support staff, coaches, players. Here's the radio show, and then also some free resources. If you have not had a chance to get on this, whether you're a player, coach, owner, or support person, check out the information that I got here. It's pretty cool. I like it. This comes from several years of doing women's football. And some things that I really want to point out, if you can scroll all the way back to months and months, you'll see that we've been putting together this information for a long time now. One of our first topics under team owners has to do with player numbers being low. And that was because we came into women's football on February 6th. Back to women's football from a long hiatus, I guess you could say. And the numbers were really low and we needed to get numbers up fast. So, and we did it. So, but my goal this year is to get people to do it in advance so that none of our numbers are low. I would hope that even Division III and Division II teams, if we can get it to where each team has a good solid number of girls, I think that it will make a huge difference, and I'm really excited to see it happen. There's a couple different things in here. I did a basic team revenue and then the transportation options. And this is just basic information on for owners and customer service. There's an article on here on our first two women's football team players they were announced as the first two paid players for the upcoming 2019 season. So those players qualified for that. That's pretty exciting. And then if you see in here, there's sample corporate sponsorship packages for these teams that maybe don't have a sponsorship package created yet. Feel free to click on this, put in your email, we'll send you a copy of it, and then you can plug in what you want to do. Most importantly, I want to share with you the last post that I did in the owner section, and this is how to start a business in your state. Now, this has to do with every state, all 50 states. Obviously, it'd be difficult for us to have a women's football team in Hawaii and Alaska, but that information is there too. Because I do business consulting for super small businesses all over, I wanted to include those states as well. But if you, as a women's football team, you may or may not have created a business plan when you started. And so this is a great resource. We collected all the guides from all the 50 states that have to do with starting a business. It talks about anything all the way down to the difference between a sole proprietorship, a partnership, LLC, and a corporation, nonprofit, etc. But each state has different requirements. And so everybody always asks me, like, what's your checklist? And I have a basic checklist of starting a business, but I wanted to give you your state information so that if you're in Nebraska or you're in Washington, Utah, etc., you can click on what your state wants you or needs you to do, because you are going to be held responsible for them whether or not you know about them. Now, I will say this. Some states have better resources than others. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but some states' resources are really excellent. Some of them have like step-by-step answer this question. It shoots you which direction you should be or go with regards to the legal structure of your business. It talks about what kind of sales tax you're required to report, and if you have use tax and franchise tax or whatever it's called in your state. So this is really important. And if you've already been in business for a year, two, three, 5 years in women's football and you have not done this, do it, check it out. Or if you've been in business and you know you're just not sure that you did everything right, you didn't cross all the T's and dot all the I's, feel free to check those resources. But also check other states' resources, because there are some that are excellent and can help you in a general situation. But I would depend on your own state's specific resources for what's required in your state. Okay? With that being said, the women's football success, I've got in there things to remember for setting up the concession stand, best foods for the concession stand if you're able to collect sales. I also have in here a basic event planning, just one, two. I have about 40 things about event planning, but I wanted to get a little bit of everything out there and kind of salt and pepper each page with some details of the different things that we're going to talk about. I talk about different events that women's football teams can hold as far as fundraising. We talk about tryout schedules and various different things. We have a tryout checklist. So as a team, what do you need to bring to the tryout? You need to have tables and chairs and a canopy and a camera and tryout numbers and safety pins and water, all this stuff. So I've kind of put this in as a place to get all these resources. Let me see. Let me go back here. I also have here a sample to-do calendar for established teams. So like, what should you be doing in September? What you should be doing in October? It's not full of detail. It kind of goes through some basics, and then you guys would have room to add things in, because each team has specific things that they may do during certain times to promote their team. I have a women's football attendance list. So for teams that say require their players to do certain things or attend certain events, there's an attendance list. And then there's also basic event attendance lists for parties or maybe out on the field at practices, however you want to do that. Some teams just go pretty basic and they just take pictures of everybody at practice and send them. And that way it's date stamped and time and everybody knows who was there. Pretty simple, pretty cheap. But if you have a situation where maybe the owners aren't there or management isn't there and the coaches are doing the attendance and then verifying it, it gets sent back to the management, then an attendance sheet might be necessary for people to sign themselves. If there's like a mandatory attendance or something like that going on with your team. Okay, let's get to player stuff, which is my favorite. But there is so much to do in players, and we're really going to focus on helping players build their skills, build their knowledge of football, and also how to grow as a football player with regards to career opportunities, employment, all the way back to getting paid to play. So I'm really excited about that. I mean, there's various things that have to do with this. In there right now, again, at supersmallbiz.com, women's football success, the players section. We're in there right now. We have ways to promote a football player. The components of a player contract we have right here. All the details. Now, if you signed up for the owner's newsletter, I actually included a player contract sample in that. Now, if you are not an owner, it's all verified. Everybody gets verified that the newsletters are going to the right people. So the player contract in there. Now, check out this resource. I have created a Football 101 guide, copyright 2018. And this is, I want to say it's 8 to 9 pages. This is for the beginners, the people that are just getting on the team. You've tried out, you've gotten on the team, super excited. Oh my goodness, I don't know that much about football. This is the basics 101. I have a 102 coming out in probably a couple weeks. But this 101 guide is pretty good at giving you the terms, the terminology, and different positions on the field, penalties, the rules of the game, that kind of thing. So I really like that. But the great thing about it is I know that sometimes women get uncomfortable, especially in front of other women, asking questions, so they don't ask the questions. It's really important in women's football for your safety and for the safety of the other people on the field that you know what's going on, right? So you don't want situations to occur where you don't know what you're supposed to do. And so the person that's running behind you doesn't get blocked and they get injured and they have a season-ending injury. So, I mean, it does happen even when people know all the rules. It happens. But as a player, you put yourself in a better situation or a potential situation if you've got these foundational things. Football 101 guide, the great thing about it is you can read it and reread it and reread it as many times as you want, and then go ask your coach or ask your coach in a personal call. Most coaches in women's football, I hope, most coaches that I've been involved with, let me say that, in most coaches that I've been involved with in women's football are pro-question, pro-respect. They don't want you to seem stupid or dumb for not knowing an answer. You know, really, some of these women have been playing football for 10 and 14 years. Let me say this. I was going to say they've been playing 10 to 15 years and know everything, but there's still some that have been playing 10 to 15 years and know very little. But with that being said, there is not a stupid question. Every question needs to be answered, and you're probably not the only one that needs to know about it, okay? So Football 101 guide, if you need it, get it, send an email. We'll send you the guide to your email and you'll have a copy of that for whatever you want. And then I got some pointers here on how to increase your fan base, increasing the fan base for women's football. I also have in here what you should bring to women's football tryouts, different things that, you know, sometimes people put these posts out there that the tryouts on such and such date. This is just a checklist of things as a person. They may not be required for you to bring at tryouts. Like, for example, cleats are usually not required because you shouldn't fork out $70, $100 before you even know if you made the team. So if you have cleats, bring them. If not, it's not a big deal for most teams. Now, if it says on their flyer that they want you to have cleats, then I would do that because that means that they're going to time you running with your cleats on and your traction will be better. But anyway, and then I have here potential player checklist. I think it's really important because it happens every year that people get sick at tryouts. I think it's very important for potential players to know that what to do with in the weeks leading up to tryouts. And I have a basic checklist about hydrating 3 to 4 days. If it's the day before tryouts, it's too late. If it's the day of tryouts, it's too late. You get sick, throw up, vomiting, whatever. Gets kind of gross, but ideally, depending on where you are trying out, hopefully the weather is pretty good. But in some of these places, it's 102 degrees at tryouts. Other places, it's going to be a nice, you know, you have a tryout in December, it might be 12 degrees in some northern places. So these are just great resources that we have for you. And then I have one of my latest one is the 12 ways to be a better women's football player and put that out there. I just love women's football. I think that it has a great opportunity to be a huge success. And I'm really excited to be able to provide these resources to you guys. So next, I want to transition a little bit and go into some new things that are coming exclusive to the WFA that I'm sharing with the league and league owners, league players, league sponsors, league support staff within the WFA. And I'm really excited. Like I said, I've been working on this for probably a good 2 or 3 years. While I was in law school, I couldn't, they don't recommend that you work because you're devoting a bunch of time to studying and learning the law. But there is a little downtime because you just get crazy reading and learning the law that, you know, crossword puzzles and those kind of things kind of come in handy. However, I'm not really a crossword puzzle kind of person. So during that time, I had developed some materials for women's football in the case that I might be able to get back into women's football. So to make a long story short, my husband and I owned 3 teams at the time. My husband was relocated to Arkansas, and he had coached the Lone Star Mustangs, and we owned the Little Rock Wildcats, and we owned the Tulsa Eagles. So technically, I guess he could have traveled back and forth. We didn't figure that was feasible back then to Dallas to coach. Or he could stop coaching them and coach the Little Rock team. We didn't feel that was right because then he knew all the plays and all the stuff that he had trained the Lone Star Mustangs to do. So we didn't feel that was right. And so we ended up giving the teams to the players or selling them or a combination thereof. And so it was bittersweet. I mean, we were able to move on to another opportunity for his career. But we loved our football teams. We loved being part of women's football. And we felt even at that time that it was on the brink of becoming a one league industry. And so we were super excited about that. But with that being said, went on to law school. So I had in the back of my mind had always been kind of preparing these things and working on them. So I'm offering them exclusively to the WFA because that's where my passion lies. That's where I've always been a part of. We're now co-owners back in the WFA. Super excited. We love our players. We love everybody else's players. We really just want not only for teams to do good and be successful, whether you're in Minnesota or Wisconsin or Florida or wherever, if your team does good, our team does good. I mean, it's just, you know, if your team has a great product, our team looks better for it. People get that perception that from all the teams. So if they go to a game at one of my games and they see poor stuff or negative thing, they really don't want to go to another game. So next time they're in LA or whatever, they're not interested in seeing a game if they've come to my game and seen bad stuff. So although we're not, you know, running each other's teams or running each other's businesses, we all reflect on the other teams in our league. So I'm super excited. So I just want to share with you, you know, I'm not going to give details yet because I know there's still an influx of who's going to be doing what league, what team, whatever. But I'm really excited that there's going to be some new marketing strategies, new promotions, benefits, all these different things that are coming to women's football. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to let people know about it. I'm so excited. But for now, I got to hold off. The latest thing that I'm sharing is the Women's Football Success Newsletter for the players, coaches, and support staff. That's going to be a huge resource in itself. But the amount of information and resources that we're going to bring with these new marketing strategies, the promotions, and benefits is awesome. So I'm really excited about this upcoming year, 2019. I'm glad that everybody is getting out there and doing team tryouts. Those teams that aren't on the list, most of them are on the list for the next 2 weeks. So I'll share that when we talk about that. Not next week. I'll be putting out the second tryout thing 2 weeks from now. So there's no reason for me to start talking about it before I put it out. So we'll do those every 2 weeks, the upcoming tryouts and upcoming events for the team. So I'm really excited about that. If you guys have any questions or comments about women's football, feel free to send me a direct message. You can do that through Women's Football Success. You can do that through Super Small Biz. You can do that through Liberty Ellington Law. You can do that through Liberty Ellington. Anywhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be the right email address. Just send it and I will get it. If it's something major, then you can message me on Facebook or right through the Dallas Elite Women's Football.com website. Any of those forms are perfectly fine. With that being said, if you want to contact me and it's a longer question, I've had a ton, probably about 9 individual teams reach out to me with specific questions about their team. And I'm happy to work with you guys on those. And give you some ideas, strategies, and tips on what has worked in the past, and what is working now and how those things are different. Because women's football 10 years ago is way different than women's football today. And a lot of things have changed for the good and some things have changed for the bad. But ultimately, we want to make sure that women's football is successful. And I am here to provide you guys with resources and information and webinar. Oh my goodness. Okay, so another thing that I'm going to share with you guys is accounting for women's football. Okay, so I'm going to be holding a class on accounting for women's football. So even if you know a little bit about accounting, super, super good class for you to attend. Okay, I'll be putting that out there in the next couple of days, the specific date that I'm going to do it. But even if you know a little bit about accounting, there is nothing out there about accounting for women's football. Nothing. And so I am going to give you some tips and ideas and some terminology and some food for thought on how you want to structure things as far as inventory and different expenses with women's football. So that's going to be really cool. later on, I don't think that now is the time because we have very few paid players in women's football, but I'll also be holding a accounting for paid football players. And as that becomes necessary, as it becomes more needed, or more women start getting paid in women's football, then I'll put a class out about that. For now, I just talk to specific women that are getting paid in women's football, and I'll talk to them individually about taxes and expenses and that kind of thing. So, but yeah, so accounting for women's football, I'm going to hold a class. I'm not sure if I'm going to pre-record it or if it's going to be a live webinar. Not sure how I want to put that yet, but I'm really excited to be able to provide that. And then I have about 15 other things coming out with regards to helping and promoting women's football from the players all the way up to the owners. So I guess my biggest, not reservation, but the thing that is the most difficult about this is that there's not enough time. There's about 5 million things that I want to tell you about, 5 million things that I feel that these women football teams, players, and owners should know and should be doing, but there's just not enough time for me to put all the content out in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. There's just so much. Women's football is a very complex business. It's not one to be taken lightly. There are a lot of, I call, plates spinning like a circus sometimes. And some teams feel that way. So my goal is to be able to provide focus for you guys and let you know what to worry about, what not to worry about, and how to get things done most efficiently. Because I understand that in women's football, you don't have a lot of employees. You don't have a lot of resources. So it's important to really create a big focus, very focused, narrow strategies, and do them very, very well before expanding into some crazy other different things. So, but with that being said, it is possible. It can be done. Don't fret. If you've had some trouble in years in the past, whether it's a player having difficulty getting on the field or promoting themselves or getting sponsorships, this is your place for resources, and I'm going to provide them as fast as I possibly can and still sleep at night and from time to time have dinner with my family. So I appreciate you guys. You guys have a great week. Again, if you have any questions, you can go to supersmallbiz.com/womensfootball or just go to supersmallbiz.com and then go on the menu to Women's Football Success. Also, if you want to subscribe or I guess follow the Women's Football Success Facebook group, you can. It is a closed group, so go in there, click on it, and I will approve you, or I will have a staff member approve you. There's steps that are taken for that. If you have not heard about the Women's Football Success newsletter for owners, drop me an email or put it in, a Facebook Messenger, whatever, that you want your email address added to that. I need to know what team you're with. I need to know what your first and last name is and what position you hold on the team. I verify this information before giving you the Women's Football Success newsletter for owners. With regards to players, coaches, and staff, it's pretty much the same. I need to know what team you're affiliated with, what position you hold, whether it's a coach, an assistant coach, support person, player, whatever, and what team that is for. And then I verify that information. That way we can make sure that I'm not sending this stuff to just random friends and family, because I put a lot of time and effort into these resources, and I want to make sure they're getting to the people that they're important to. So if you have any questions, reach out to us. If you're struggling, if you have concerns, I'm willing to help you in any way that I can, because if your football team is successful, my football team is successful. So you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.